You had talked a little bit about in one of your four points, reasons that women are finding that they want to leave the church. One example was that the pulpit doesn't really pertain to me because the sermons are often about men in business and women in the home. And I'm wondering if you can speak more to that. What is it that could come out of the teaching from our pastors, who some are men, some are women, that may offer some encouragement to that woman who's like, well, I have three things that I need to do. I need to lead in my workforce. I need to, you know, raise my family as well. I need to figure out a way to have balance and also grow in my faith. So how is it that the person who is speaking can bring all those messages to each person who's sitting in that pew?
Right. So a lot of what we talk about at Forward is the three-legged stool of the professional Christian woman. And so the first is to lead everything she does with her faith and love of the Lord. And that's first and foremost. And second is that her relationships are important and golden to her. And that's as a woman, as a, you know, single woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a widow, whatever that looks like, whatever those relationships are, friendships, you know, children, whatever. And then the third leg of the stool is these women are very passionate and driven in their careers. And so we're a very hard consumer group to speak to. In fact, there's a lot of studies now talking about this, that professional women in general are very, very difficult to reach. Advertising companies are, you know, paying billions of dollars a year, and they're not even getting in front of the professional woman. And then the professional Christian woman's an even harder consumer group to get to because, you know, we maybe aren't sitting down watching TV in the car, or maybe not putting on the radio, we're talking on the phone or doing a conference call. We're not reading fashion magazines. We're doing a book study instead. And so, in general, this is a very hard consumer group to speak to all parts of our lives. And then bless the pastor's heart, he's got, what, 35 minutes? or she's got 35 minutes to try to hit to every niche in the room. I mean, so again, I'm not complaining or pointing fingers. I'm just here to raise awareness. But if a pastor, man or woman, or any sort of person who's speaking the word of God into the church body could just remember that half your audience are working women, and to try to paint them into the picture, put them, you know, before page four in the photo album in some way, in some example.